Perspective is important. As one sent to his father said, "Dad, everybody hates me." "Don't say that, son. Not everyone's met you yet." We will speak about the cross from a different perspective than you may know. As Mark Twain said, some people are troubled by the misunderstood or difficult to understand passages of Scripture. Not me. I'm troubled by the passages I understand and know exactly what the Lord requires of me. That is what troubles me. Well, when people look at the cross, some people look at it as merely decoration, something to wear on my neck or pin to my sleeve or my lapel. Other people look at it and say, this is the suffering of Jesus. But the early Christians looked at it quite differently. They said, it is not what happened to Jesus that is important, but it is important what he did with what happened to him. On the cross, Jesus shows us to what independence we are called to act in this life. Oh, we can spend our energies and our life complaining about everything that happened to us. The parents we were born with that we couldn't choose, the health and the stature, the wealth, and a multitude of other things. And we can use everything outside of us as an excuse not to choose and not to live. We become reactionaries, people who are not people who choose their own life. I am this way because this person ruined my life. I am this way because this happened to me, because my health. Even on the cross, the first one Jesus said goodbye to is the people that were killing him. "Forgive them, Father, for they don't know what they're doing." Then he took care of his mother and gave her to John the evangelist. "Take care of my mother." And John, "Now you have a mother." And then he says, "Today you will be with me in paradise," to the felon on the cross who was able to steal heaven at his last action because he defended Jesus when his own apostles ran out on him. So when we look on the cross, it reminds me, if we can take an image from the automobile. When they invented the seatbelt, there was a person who said, when you have a car accident, there are actually two accidents. One, when the car hits an object. The second accident is when the passengers hit the car. If we can do something to mitigate that injury, we can save a lot of lives. And so the seatbelt happened, and the three-pronged seatbelt and the airbag that helps to save so many lives. Use that as a picture in your own life. All of us have accidents. Some are caused by our own stupidity, if you pardon me from using that word, but if the shoe fits, we know it fits well sometimes. And sometimes other people do it. But the second accident, what do you do with that? Do you use it as an excuse not to become a better person? Do you use it as a reason to give up your autonomy? You know, it's very interesting that we have been given a conscience. And a conscience is almost like an independent, sovereign voice in your heart. It doesn't force you to do anything. But it's almost like an independent voice saying, don't you think you should do this instead of that? It's one of God's great gifts that if you take care of your conscience and you try to listen to what is good, you will develop a very sensitive heart that will help you and make you more aware as you walk through life. So the final thing is this. Life is not automatic. Faith is not automatic. Salvation and forgiveness is not automatic. Even Jesus says, if you refuse to forgive, the Heavenly Father will not forgive you. If you don't want to be saved, you will not be saved. God will never force you to be happy. God will never force you to have joy in your life. God wants a relationship, not of a bunch of things that you believe in, but to say, I believe in God, and I believe that with His power, I can do great things in my life. Even on my cross, I can conquer by saying, no one will control me. Nothing will stop me from becoming a better person. This is the way I show my love for all the people who are dear to me, by not giving up on myself and my life. Because we sing today, we give glory to your cross, and we praise your resurrection. It is so hard to see the resurrection when you're nailed to the cross. But believe it's there. Walk towards that. You are the most important gift you will ever give to anyone. So take care of yourself. Slava Isusu Hristu!